four, public hearing, or land transactions. This is a briefing, public hearing, and decision. So, Julie?
Director. My name is Julie Sandberg. I'm real estate services manager for the agency. I have two transactions to present to you today. The first one is the Merrill Lake project in Cowlitz County. With me today is Bill Richardson with the Rocky Mountain Elk Foundation. You'll hear a little bit more from Bill in a few minutes. This large project has been before the commission now. This is the third and last time. We have been acquiring the properties in this area from a private landowner for working on close to 5 years. The proposal we bring to you today is phase three, which includes a total of 140 acres. With this final acquisition, it'll bring our total to 1,453 acres in this landscape. An integral partner to this transaction is Rocky Mountain Elk Foundation for at least 5 years. They've been working to bring the landowner to the table to be interested in selling to the agency and not selling for development. Through grant applications, through closings, through roll down of money from RCO and repeat visits to this commission. So I'm pleased to bring this final phase to you. This 140-acre acquisition includes 32 and a half acres that are being donated by the Rocky Mountain Elk Foundation. 108 acres we will be purchasing directly with a Recreation Conservation Office grant from the WWRP. The value of the 108 acres is $911,487. The estimated operations and maintenance annual cost for this 140-acre piece is about $1,800 per year. The neighborhood that we're acquiring property in is surrounded by private timberland. Again, the pressure on this property, the landowner could have easily sold to keep it in continued private ownership for timber production. To the west is ownership of Weyerhaeuser Company. You can see some heavily logged over areas. And to the east is another private landowner, Green Crow. To the south is a brown portion, southern portion of the lake. That's owned by Department of Natural Resources for a natural resource conservation area. They have a small campsite area. So with our acquisition, almost the entire boundary of Merrill Lake will be in public ownership, providing incredible recreational opportunities. The diverse species available in this property include riparian species, sensitive species, western toad, several species of salamander, spotted owl. It includes great habitat for elk and deer. And the parcels that we're including today along the Kalama River include the Kalama Falls. So a very impressive property that we're able to bring closure to after quite a lengthy time. I'll let Bill make some comments at this time.
Thank you, Julie. Again, I'm Bill Richardson. I'm the Lands Program Manager for the Rocky Mountain Elk Foundation. I cover Oregon and Washington, and I do cross the Columbia River quite regularly to come up here to Washington and accomplish our mission. So I just want to thank the Commission for our partnership and really brag about our partnership, long-lasting partnership with the Elk Foundation. You know, we kicked off one of our very first acquisitions in the state was the anchor for the Mount St. Helens Wildlife Area. That's our Toodle River acquisition, and I think that was in 1990. So this is a long history of working in this landscape. We've also been working with Pacific Corps down on the Lewis River. So just in my tenure, this brings us to about 7,000 or 8,000 acres in that area of land protection and kind of what I see as the future of the Mount St. Helens elk herd. So, again, I want to recognize our donors. We had quite a few donors stepped up. We were able to restrict gifts of $25,000 or more to this project, and that enabled that donation. nearly $200,000 in value, and we're really proud of our donors, and we're really proud that we were able to do that. Again, we're recognizing our partnership with the Washington Department of Fish and Wildlife.
Are those donors public?
They will be.
I
can't recognize them yet, but yeah, we plan on doing that, yeah. And that's a great segue because we would like to. We don't have a certain date yet set, but this summer we would like to host the commission, the RCO, the Washington Department of Fish and Wildlife staff on a tour and a celebration of this acquisition. I've been describing this property as a national park in 1,400 acres. It has the Klamath Falls. It has tree casts where prehistoric eruptions of Mount St. Helens took dead wood into a living forest, and there's these ghost images of trees. Some of them are 60, 70 feet deep and 3 feet around. It's a wonderland. Lodgepole pine, one of the westernmost stands of lodgepole pine that I know of. So it's just a very unique landscape, lots of features on it, and I'd love to show you around. So with that, you know, again, I just want to say thank you and thanks for your support. Look forward to being here again in the future with some more great projects.
See you in the summer.
Okay. Thank you. Our next transaction is a repeat of something you've seen before in northern King County. It's with the city of Kenmore at the northern junction of Lake Washington where the Sammamish River channel enters it. We have a water access site. We brought the property before you in, I believe, April to speak to a revised location for a sewer easement. At this time, this will complete the project with the exchange of little narrow strips of property. There is a bridge widening project the city of Kenmore is doing, and in order to comply with the Americans with Disabilities Act, they're providing an expanded width on the bridge to accommodate pedestrian and bicycle access. They need to take out a 9-foot strip of our water access site, which bumps them into a conversion, as this is funded through Recreation and Conservation Office and Land and Water Funds through National Park Service. So it creates this huge bureaucratic process called a conversion. And essentially, at the end of the day, we'll exchange our 9-foot strip to the city of Kenmore for a 9-foot strip on the western edge of our water access site. This comes before the commission because this means deeds will be exchanged to correct these perpetual easements on the property. At this time, that completes my presentation. I take any questions?
Yes. Ms. Sandberg, first of all, thanks again for a very nice presentation, professional as usual, and thank you for your testimony here today. The question has to do with the Merrill Lake purchase, and I had a constituent who I think may have been mischaracterizing the tax burden on the county for purchases of land, and so I wondered if you could answer the question of this purchase goes through. What is the impact to the county tax receipts?
So at this time, the private landowner has his property in open space timber category. And so they get relief on their property taxes, just like anyone else who puts their property in open or open ag. When we acquire the property, all state agencies are exempt from paying property tax, with the exception of DFW and DNR for their conservation lands. This is an option for counties to ask to collect that PILT payment in lieu of taxes. Cowlitz County is not a county that collects PILT at this time.
Yeah, thank you, Mr. Chair. I just wanted to go on the record and thank Mr. Richardson and the Rocky Mountain Elk Foundation for the partnership through all the phases of this Merrill Lake project. It's just been a real positive working relationship and just a beautiful place. So thank you, Bill.
Thank you. Yeah. Okay, ready for a motion?
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I move to approve the transactions as presented by staff.
We have a second.
Second.
Motion has been made and seconded. Any further discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor of the motion say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign. Motion carries. Thanks, guys.
Thank